Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, December 14th. And the news this morning: overnight EBOT prices for March corn down 4.25 cents, 6.49 1/4. March wheat down 7 3/4 cents at 7.43, and March beans down 8 cents at 14.76 1/2. We've got the Fed coming out at 1 o'clock. Everybody's expecting a 0.5 point increase in the interest rates. We know that inflation is a little bit lower out here. Core inflation is still pretty high, though. So we'll see what the real comments are after the announcement comes out. That'll be, I think, really the important thing here. China has decided to go ahead with their economic meeting. Looks like it'll be Thursday and Friday. There was an announcement yesterday that they had postponed it due to COVID. But it looks like it's back on. In the meantime, COVID is spreading fairly strongly across China. And I think it's an ongoing problem that's going to get worse. I think that brings into question Chinese demand, a possible Chinese recession. So I think they've got more problems than they know over there. The crude oil is up $1.42 a barrel. That should firm up the corn on the breaks, firm up the bean oil on the breaks. We'll see if it has much more of an impact on that. The equity markets are basically mixed. The S&P down a little bit, Dow up a little bit, but relatively quiet here. I would think we'd stay that way until we see the interest rate move at 1 o'clock. Now, President Biden did send those Patriot missiles to Ukraine. I think that's a game changer and really puts Putin on his heels. I think it really changes the whole complexity of the war out here. The question is, does Putin throw up his hands and start doing nuclear? I mean, I think the guy is nuts and he's capable of anything out here. The weather around the world, we've got some heavy rain scheduled for western Argentina, but the temperatures are going back up next week. Right now, they're fairly moderate, mostly in the 80s. But next week, it looks like we're back up to 90 to 100 degree temps. But more rains in the west, not a whole lot in the central part of the country. So it's still dry there, and they certainly need more rains. You know, at some point, you know, we're just going to discount the Argentinian crop. But with as big as the Brazilian crop looks to be, I don't think it's a huge matter out here. And I think we're going to have plenty of competition from South America to sell our grain. The weather in the U.S., we've got a lot of rain around the country. It's raining here in Chicago right now. It looks like we've got really 24 hours of good rains. This is all helping the Mississippi River levels, particularly downstream, upstream. This storm that's blown through should help upstream as well. So maybe we're getting back on a little bit more normal footing of moving grain through the Mississippi River. Again, the only, you know, real bullish factor out here is the dryness in Argentina. If that breaks for whatever reason, then I think these markets really head south. Funds are long right now, about 124,000 contracts of corn. They're short 70,000 wheat. They're long 111 beans, long 99 meal, and long 69 oil. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.